Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is just a video from outside the office just minutes ago. Massive snow pouring down on us. Look at this giant snowball I just went out and got in Austin, Texas. This is global warming. Jaron, what are you doing in studio here?
Nothing, man. I'm just hanging out.
Oh, really? What's that you have in your hand there?
Nothing.
Wait, stop. No. Ah! Oh, you're coming. Ah!
Oh,
oh, my gosh, man.
Al Gore was right.
Al Gore was right. You got to have some fun. Oh, my gosh. Man, there's more water in that than I thought. Goodness gracious. Okay, it's ruining my news articles. I don't know what we're doing here. Jaron comes in here and throws a snowball at me. Oh, boy. Absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. Yeah, snow pouring down. I got you good, didn't I, Jaron? Yeah, if you just tuned in, people out there will misrepresent it, but the facts are the facts of why I am very upset with Deborah Medina running for Texas governor. From obscurity, it was really Patriot, Tea Party, and 9/11 truth groups, because people that are awake a lot of times are 9/11 truth, and they admit a lot of the Tea Party 9/11 truth people, including a lot of Ron Paul supporters, supported her and never asked her to get into 9/11 truth. Then she said she supports a new investigation. She said it a bunch after the Glenn Beck interview, clarifying herself. We played that clip. And now she says that we're, quote, despicable bad people on a Dallas radio station, the guy that fills in for Rush Limbaugh and Mark Davis. And I'm angry about it. And that's the way it is. It's Deborah Medina that attacked all the 9/11 truthers in Texas, calling us despicable. And it's the flip-flopping. It's the fact that she gives all these interviews after Beck, clarifying. You have that queued up? Will you cue up the clip? There's a bunch of them, of her on TV 2 days after the Glenn Beck situation. This is on Houston TV. So the same thing on Dallas. Here it is. This is the flip-flopping. Well, she'll do this on any other issue. She needs to pledge she'll never flip-flop again once she comes out with something. Here it is.
That are redacted and they're top secret. That makes us all wonder, well, what's happening back there? And the same is true with the birth certificate thing. And I think it's healthy that people are asking questions. I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask.
So I didn't attack her when she went on Beck's show and said, well, I'm not really a 9/11 truther, but I support people's right to call for an investigation. And then she went further. And I thought, wow, under all this heat, she's a really good lady. Now, if she apologizes and says, I had advisors and I was confused, it's still bad. I mean, it's bad. And I'm about my integrity. I don't just invest in Obama and then he gets in and sells out what he said he would do and then I support him. Or I support Bush, which I never did either one, hypothetically, and then he gets in and goes back on his promises and I go, well, I feel like a winner because I've already supported and I won't admit I'm wrong. No. When I support somebody and they flip-flop like this on such a key issue and viciously call 9/11 truthers despicable for questioning the official story, that makes me very angry. Because you hear Alex Jones on one radio show, it's going to be the same as Alex Jones on another radio show. That's what I like about Ron Paul. You hear him one place, you hear him another, it's the same. Not like Rick Perry, something different everywhere, or Barack Obama. You know, Barack Obama, I think, has broken all records online on everything. Am I just supposed to just accept that? Oh, I like Barack Obama now. I think that's great. All right, I'm not going to talk about this much more. I got a bunch of other subjects I want to get to, including big developments. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies with Rob Due. Let's get him in here. He's in there in his studio. Let's get him in here, get him set up right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in studio with us is Rob Dew. He knew Joe Stack off and on when Rob would fill in for bands that Stack was part of. Played the guitar and played the keyboard. Played for Joe Ely and many other big musicians. And he's in studio with us with some big breaking news. But on the Deborah Medina issue, you don't understand. We have Deborah Medina big signs on our cars out in the parking lot. Your van's got giant placards on the side. And listen, it's not just that she flip-flopped and after the Glenn Beck interview did a bunch of TV interviews saying, I agree there should be a new investigation, how those towers fell, the intelligence, the 9/11 commission. Then to just say 9/11 truth is despicable, that's an attack. She's done something very, very bad here, and it makes me lose my trust in her, and it's very hurtful that that's going on. I mean, does that hurt your feelings?
Yeah, I agree. You know, she didn't have to directly answer her opinions, but she could say people have the right to their own opinion, and that should be the end of it. We live in America. It's a free country. And, you know, she could have said it that way instead of trying to side with them. And I think she's just trying to play politics. It was
exactly, which we don't want.
Exactly.
That's the whole point, is it's straight talk and we're going right to get the truth. And,
yeah.
And the point is, then even after she does this and throws us under the bus repeatedly, calls us despicable over and over again, then he says, well, still, you said it wrong and answered it wrong, which shows you're not a good leader. They're not going to like her. This is going to hurt her bad. Not just with us. This is going to hurt her bad across the board. Because that's what people like Ron Paul. Is because he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he's been proven right. And I've been interviewing him for 14 years, and he said on air without me asking, half of his support in the first part of the presidential campaign was from this show. We raised him millions of dollars. You know, we deserve, my listeners deserve credit.
You know what I think with this? I think this was a test to see if they could control her, use the press to kind of snipe at her from different angles and see how she would fold. And they're like, oh, she'll work with us. No problem. We just have to attack her enough and she'll fold under pressure instead of just standing up. Because there's plenty of people out there that would agree with her.
Yeah, yeah, that's the issue. If she would have said 9/11 Truth Despicable Day One, I would have said, well, I can still support her because she says she'll do the taxes and she says she'll control the border and she says she'll have, you know, like Vermont-style open carry. But because at least we know she was better. Now she may not do those things. Now she may completely do a 180.
It's all open.
That's the issue. That's why this is so bad. And it's a betrayal. We're going to give it a few days before we rip all the signs down, though. I'm going to see what they say. Folks,
she's definitely going to hear this broadcast.
Folks, if you support what she did, give her a call and let her know you really appreciate her flip-flopping and saying that we're horrible, despicable people. Of course, the media, she's a fool, has already got, we learned about this because the mainstream media has already gotten this and is saying, oh, look, she flip-flopped. They've got five different TV newscasts she was on after the Beck thing saying, I agree with the new investigation, how the towers fell. Now she says it's despicable. They're going to eat her alive for this. Who is advising this woman?
Well, she did just have a shakeup, so it'll be interesting to see who's taken over since then.
That's right. It's all new people when we call over there.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, I don't know what advice they're giving her, but it's cockeyed. I mean, it's not good advice. And all I've got's my integrity, and I ain't selling it for nobody. And you understand? I'm not going to sit here and just shut my mouth and go along with this.
The advisors are almost as important as the person you're putting in office. I mean, look at the people who are behind Obama. You know, he's got Kissinger. He's got Zbigniew Brzezinski working with him. I mean, that's what you got to look at. Who's behind the person, too?
Well, this is more than suspicious. Let me give you a number. 877-WE-TEXANS. That's 877-938-3926. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the taxes. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the guns. Ask her if she's going to flip-flop on the NAFTA highways. Ask her! We want somebody to talk out of both sides of their mouth. We've got Rick Perry, don't we?
Yeah, and he's got better hair.
877-938-3926, 877-938-3926, or 979-532-5651, or email them at contact@medinafortexas.com. And hey, make your own YouTube videos. Let her know. You sent her money, you knocked on doors, you did all of this. Man, this is sick.
I'm driving around with signs on my car, you know? And this is not, whether she believes in 9/11 or not isn't a make it or break it.
That wasn't the issue. Yeah. We backed her.
Flip-flopping. Is she going to do this on every other, you know, issue that she's coming out claiming that she's with us on? Now we have to dig into her history because we can't take her at face value anymore.
Well, she pledged on this show that everything she said was the way it was going to be. I shook her hand right where you're sitting.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see. We'll see how she responds to this. You know, let's give her a fair shot and let her come back on the show and see what she says then.
Oh, I don't know.
Now it seems to be open game. Now we can talk about 9/11 since everybody else is talking about it. You know?
I want to get that Democrat candidate on. He'll see if he backs off. He hasn't backed off.
No.
And he's silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough.
Mr. Shammy, is that who you're talking about?
Mr. Shammy, yeah. Yeah. Holy mackerel. I don't even know what to say anymore. I am in a tailspin over this, I tell you. An absolute tailspin, dude. Okay, let's shift gears. Let's go over the backstory first before we get into the new info. Because I keep saying there's going to be a false flag in Austin against a government installation to be blamed on the Tea Parties. How many times have I been saying that the last 3 months?
I can't even count. It's been over and over again, on air, off air.
Because I can strategically see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then it's admitted KXAN and the Statesman and the fire department admits, fire department from all over Travis County and Austin, an emergency meeting next door.
Yeah.
The parking lot next door, and witnesses say this on the news. People go, oh, you don't have witnesses. No, now it's confirmed.
Oh, it's confirmed.
It's like the underwear bomber when the sharp dressed man got him on with no passport. Now it's confirmed. The government ordered him let on. Okay, it's confirmed. Confirmed. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. We're right again. And then his daughter says it doesn't sound like his note. His wife says it doesn't sound anything like him. He hasn't flown the plane in months and months and months. and there's a bunch of other evidence that feeds into this. Then it turns out the IRS was having another meeting in another part of a separate building, which they'd never done. So they were mainly out of their offices, just like the Pentagon. And now we have the latest news. Took us 3 or 4 days to research it. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. Go over that for folks, Rob.
All right. So we'll go.
We'll get a document cam roving, guys, over here.
This was found. This was searched under the Williamson Central Appraisal District. You could look up the owner of the hangar at Georgetown Airport, and this is owned by Joe Stack and John Podolak. And when you look up John Podolak, he's connected to a company called L3. And then he was, he became a manager at the Department of Homeland Security. And I'm looking for the exact quote where it says he's going to oversee transition of the team's anti-missile system to commercial applications. This is from the L3 website. And this is the guy.
Wait a minute. Anti-missile system is on board the aircraft.
Correct.
And that's tied into what Bush said, remote control on the plane where the government can even control it.
It's part of the CAP system, which is the commercial airline.
And that company also works on remote control aircraft systems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And they're also tied.
They could have just had a voice morpher play him over the radio. They can get a recording of anybody's voice, put it in a computer, and then type in whatever they want the voice to then say. It even passes voice print analysis. He takes off.
Wait till you hear what we have.
Or maybe he, well, the witnesses said there was no one in the plane. Go ahead.
Well, and then you look at L3 was also connected to 9/11. They actually had, let's go to this article here. Let's see. Supposedly, they were getting investigated by the SEC for the unusual stock put options in relation to 9/11. And an L3 consultant to the NSA apparently watched a live feed of the first plane hitting the tower. And apparently there was no video except for those one guy on the ground.
It's L3 tied into insider trading betting against American and United at record levels.
Right.
And Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA. Now, that's the partner, according to the Williamson County
Appraisal District.
Appraisal District. The guy owned half the plane who's an L3 specialist.
He owns the hangar, not the plane. It doesn't say, so he owns the hangar.
The
plane is housed in.
Yes.
So there's probably another plane in there, but he obviously has access to where the plane is, if nothing else. And it also mentions other places Stack worked for. Teledyne was a prime contractor for the Global Hawk, and L3 supplied its communication systems.
Global Hawk's remote control drone! This just gets worse and worse by the minute.
He was working on it.
I tell you, my gut tells me inside job. My gut's never wrong.
And you've been saying it, and we had a heated discussion back in the...
me screaming at Burmese, yeah.
Well, yeah, you were screaming at everybody. Said you knew this was an inside job, and, you know, I had my doubts.
Oh, was that Friday night?
Yeah, and I had my doubts, and now you look at this stuff, and it's just...
By the way, I'm not normally screaming in the coffee room, am I?
No. Normally, you're looking for coffee. But
well, Burmese cornered me and was arguing.
Well, he was saying the jury's still out in his mind, and you were telling him you know it's an inside job. Back to this lucky coincidence. Okay,
of course that was off record. I'm saying, I'm open minded because I'm looking at the evidence.
Sure, yeah, and we're all looking at.
I want to believe this is not an inside job.
Exactly,
but it is.
And so, FlightAware and FlightWise are two web applications that people can go online and look at flight records of like small personal aircraft. And here it doesn't show the last date of his aircraft taking off and landing was Thursday, August 6, 2009. And we cross-reference that with his plane, which under here it says it gives you the name of the plane and then the owner, Joseph Stack. So we cross-reference that. I called the – oh, sorry, guys. I didn't – my bad. Here, I'll turn it this way.
No, you're showing folks the document cam. It's fine. Go ahead.
And so you look at that, and so the plane hasn't apparently been flown since August. You would think that would have been updated that day. It will be interesting to see what happens with that. I called the airport. Nobody answered. I left a message, and I'm going to call them back to see if they keep their own personal flight manifest there and see if there actually is a manifest. Now, there was talk in this KXAN piece that I was listening to because they played some of the audio of Joe's last words.
We went and checked the actual FAA original recording. It's different.
Right. So there's a group out there that records the scanners and puts it up online.
Send that to Watson to add to his article.
Okay, I will. And we actually have – I put it together, and I played the KXAN piece and then what the scanners picked up, and then I slowed down what he says off the scanner.
All right. We're going to come back, play that, and recap this, and then open the phones up. Folks, this is big. This is big. But it's despicable that we're looking into it. It's despicable, dude. Despicable.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Okay, we're back live. Rob Dew here in studio with us. A ton of other important news coming up in the next segment. Then attempted political suppression and intimidation of Kevin Booth's new film that I consulted on and also appear in. That's coming up next hour. Rob Dew. Okay, briefly, for those who just joined us, recapping, you have a company involved in the Global Hawk remote controlling of planes. You have the person that owns the hangar is tied in and works for Homeland Security at L3. You have people saying the emergency crews were all there on the spot. Turns out from all over Austin were masked, told to have a drill there that morning. You have the IRS people mainly out of the building and another building in the complex having a meeting. You have witnesses saying nobody was in the plane. Joe Stack's probably been fed to fish, ground up or fed to the hogs, You got his daughter saying it doesn't sound like his letter. The government's trying to start a revolution. It wants people to get violent. Continue.
Yeah, we'll go over all that. So back to over here, if you look at the document, Cam, we've got John Podolak.
You know, you don't have to have the document, Cam, because it makes you lean away from the mic. Just take the material and read it over here.
Well, they both co-own this hangar, and you look up who John Podolak is. And back in 2004, he was hired by Homeland Security to be part of their infrared countermeasure program manager for its Department of Homeland Security Counterman Pads, Man Portable Air Defense System Initiative. And so he comes from a long line of companies, including L3, which has, all kind of Defense Department connections with Global Hawk satellite, the Global Hawk drones and, air controlled systems, essentially. So there's a connection there that, it's a deep government connection. It's not, I don't know how it works. If you own
it's remote control aircraft expert.
Sure.
Owns the hangar, which may be a coincidence, but you add everything else in. It needs to be ferreted out, investigated. What about this audio clip we're about to play?
Okay, so the audio clip comes from KXAN News, and they played supposedly his last words, which were "thank you," over and out. But actually, from the scan recordings, he says, "I'm definitely checking out." So you have that being manipulated, and we're going to play it. I have the KXAN version, then I have the other version from the scans, and then I play the other version from the scans slowed down, and then I play the KXAN version slowed down. So you can really hear what he's saying.
All right, let's start rolling it now. Here it is.
Air traffic control recordings suggest there was nothing out of the ordinary.
Thanks for helping, Jacob. You too.
His final words.
Thanks for helping, Jacob. You too.
89 Delta, frequency change for southbound. See you later.
That's actually how fast, Jacob.
You too. 89 Delta, frequency change for southbound. See you later.
That's actually how fast, Jacob.
You too.
Actually how fast, Jacob.
You too.
His
89 Delta, frequency change for southbound. See you later.
That's actually how fast, Jacob.
You too.
Actually how fast, Jacob.
You too.
His
okay, so that's different versions of that. Now, also it's important. Remember on 9/11, there were fake phone calls, and the FBI has now confirmed that the Solicitor General's wife did not call him, that the calls were not made, that the airphones weren't making calls, that the cell phones couldn't make calls at that height, and the phone records show it didn't happen. They could record Alex Jones off the radio or off the phone. They have a computer program 20 years ago. This is publicly available where you can record it, then type in what you want the voice to say, and then it will create the fake audio. And so this is very, very suspicious.
They have a very dumbed down program like that on Macintoshes where you can type in what you want it to say and it'll say it in a computer generated voice. And if you think the government doesn't have something, 50 times more powerful than that, you're kidding.
No. I mean, they have a program that'll do that.
Oh yeah, totally. And it just gets weirder and weirder. Back to where the firefighters were. The firefighters were meeting for the first time ever at this empty parking lot across the highway from, maybe 200, 250 yards from where this plane hit. And it's also another coincidence.
And it was from all over Travis County, first time they'd done that.
Right. It was all over from Travis County. This is the first time they met at this location. And
the first time they brought real fire trucks.
Right.
Which says they normally don't.
Right. Lake Travis brought out its fire engine. And typically they don't use fire engines in these exercises. But, they say Lake Travis had just received new trucks and they wanted to show them.
That's trucks.
Yeah. And so, it says trucks, and then there it says truck, and then it says they have new trucks. So, very interesting there. And then
multiple witnesses said they saw no pilot. Comes right over the highway, people are looking, there's nobody in the cockpit.
It was actually the same witness, too, that saw the fire trucks when they said, do you have anything else you want to add? She goes, well, I think it was amazing that the fire trucks were just right over there doing an exercise. She also mentions in another interview, she said she was close enough to see the plane. And she goes, but I didn't see the pilot. She said she was close enough to see inside the plane, but she did not see a pilot.
We need to get all that to Watson to add it and beef up this article. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. He's going to add all that information. Then we'll put a doppelganger up on Infowars.com. Anything else, Rob? Stay there. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay. Joe Stack attacks. None of the story adds up. It looks just like the underwear bomber. They may have just gotten rid of this poor guy. Multiple witnesses, video clips I've seen, said there was nobody in the cockpit. They could see inside the plane. People up inside apartment complexes looking down. And the family says it doesn't look like his letter. But the government says so, so it must be true.
Yeah, I'm going to quote his daughter from his first marriage, Samantha Dawn Bell. She said, and I quote, "It's not him. The letter itself sounds like it's coming from a different person." And so that's what she says about the letter. And it's buried in this article about the IRS worker who was killed in the crash. It's, you know, buried down at the bottom. And one other thing in this KXAN news broadcast, they were talking about, well, how could a small engine like that create such a big fire, or a small plane, you know, with 40 gallons of fuel create such a big fire like that? And they said, well, he apparently removed seats and then there's a fuel drum missing. Well, I can tell you one thing. Those planes are very small. I actually talked to a pilot out at the press conference yesterday, and I said, you know, they were talking about how he might have taken this oil drum and put it on the plane. They said, you have to crawl on the wing, and then there's a little bitty door on the passenger side to get into this plane. He said, there's no way you could fit.
Look, the whole story stinks to high heaven. It came across at the perfect time to make the IRS look like victims. Geithner came into the press conference. Speaking of the devil, we have Aaron's video, don't we? Let's get Aaron Dykes in here now and shift gears to the press conference yesterday with Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, the little crook here in Austin. Great job, Rob, dude.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue to break this down in the article at PrisonPlanet.com. Joe Stack's intriguing connections with defense contractors, intelligence agencies. Before I go any further here today, I wanted to take just a moment out here with all of the listeners and remind folks that this radio show is funded by you, the people. The PrisonPlanet.tv members that watch the live show, the radio listeners that listen for free. We built the studio, the crew, the everything we do, the films we make, the news websites we run, that the mainstream media calls the most dangerous empire out there. That's what The Guardian calls it. It's a dangerous empire fighting the government. Well, we're not an empire, but we are fast, lean, sleek, and we are having a big effect on the New World Order. So I want to encourage everybody to visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com and to not procrastinate and get Shadow Government, massively discounted out of the gates, our best-selling film right now of all the other books and titles we carry. Of course, Fall of the Republic's our bestseller, but of other people's titles, the bestseller, it's excellent. You can get great deals on this right now. You can get this $24.95 book, Jesse Ventura's New American Conspiracies, an excellent book on a whole bunch of criminal operations the government's running, a whole host of issues. It's normally $24.95, get it $19.95, and then get a free film of your choice, one of my films, free with this book for a limited time at Infowars.com. I've also told you for a limited time, we're now down to just a few sizes and in white, of the Obama Joker shirts. When they're gone, they're gone. But if you can't find the size you want, free size of that limited edition T-shirt, we have a bunch of other of our best-selling T-shirts free when you order Fall the Republic or Endgame or some of the other films at Infowars.com. So that is extremely important. Visit Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, and then you get materials that'll wake people up in a big, big way. Let's bring Aaron Dykes in here. Again, it's not just that you support us. That's secondary but key. The most important point to all of this is that it is reaching masses of people, that you're able to educate folks in mass with the films. So many times your callers call in, the majority of the time, and they say, I'm waking up my friends and family. I say, how did you do it with your films? Or how did you wake up? Somebody gave me a copy of one of your films. Now I've given it to 50, 60, 100, 200 people. Some people out there like Freedom's Phoenix out in Arizona have now got over 50,000 copies of my film, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, in the last year. Coming up on the year anniversary in March of 1 year of the Obama Deception. I mean, that's happening everywhere, and I salute you, I thank you, I appreciate you. Okay. Give me a document cam shot on this, guys. This is the Austin American-Statesman today. Front page. There is nothing in here about two questions that were asked. Aaron got into the press conference. He asked a question. The IRS commissioner gave him a "if looks could kill" stare. A guy with what Austin Free Press is what it's called. He asked some good questions, or one good question, and Geithner said, I'll get to that later, and then basically cut the press conference short and left. He made a statement, made the media wait there for an hour and a half, past the time he was supposed to be there. This is in front of the building, right by the highway, and you're about to see video of this. Now, I sent three teams knowing they would discriminate against us in our First Amendment. And it is illegal. It's a civil rights violation. I don't have time to go sue them over this. Point is, we're going to expose them. You've seen footage from D.C., footage from Kansas City of myself, Aaron, and others. A half mile away from the Federal Reserve at a city park videotaping, they get in their cars, security guards with guns off their jurisdiction, drive down and say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. Okay, we've got footage coming up in England, all over the place. A British guy was out filming the Santa Claus parade outside his house. They come up, these women, cops, and say, we're putting you in a terror database, and they arrested him. They're telling mainstream media, news cameras, they're arresting people with news cameras in England. They surveil you. They naked body scan you. They have the laptops in England and the U.S. and Australia watching the kids. That's now confirmed. I'm going to play that clip in a moment. I promised to. I forgot to earlier for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers from Frontline. All of this is going on, and they just come up to Rob Jacobson and Jason Burmes and say, who are you with? We're with Infowars.com. Get out of here. You're not allowed to be here. You're not on the approved list. There was no list. They just called the press conference. Kicked him out, made him get several hundred yards away, wouldn't even let him be on the side of the street off the property, and kept harassing him. But Aaron kept his mouth shut by himself. We also had Rob Dew and Jason Douglas there, and that's just a compilation of that footage. Rob Jacobson, Burmes, down the street, and then footage up close. Aaron, we're going to play this clip in a moment, but go ahead and break down what happened there.
Yeah, this was one of the most tightly controlled media events I've ever been a part of. I had to, am I coming through?
You're good. Go ahead. Start over.
It's one of the most tightly controlled media events I've ever been a part of or witnessed. I had to infiltrate just to uphold my free speech, basically, and ask a question of one of these gods who just can't be approached ever.
And who doesn't pay his taxes.
Oh, of course not. But there he is with the IRS commissioner. But yeah, they were not. They had literal media gatekeepers who kept swinging these gates, and they would check off this phony list, which was really just all the ABC channels that you see on TV. It was all the regular network people. They had called them earlier. Treasury put out a memo saying no one who doesn't sign up by noon is allowed in. That's how they.
And they put it out at 12:30.
Yeah. Yeah, the story didn't hit the wire till around noon or 1, so there's virtually no chance for anyone to make it unless they got a call from their station, like all these ABC, you know, KI, whatever.
And they're not reporters. All they do is take a statement and then regurgitate it. They're repeaters.
Yeah, they're scripted.
They're parrots.
Yeah, they're phony TV anchors. They use fake voices. They don't report real news. They have talking points. It's known.
And it's like, have you talked to the families, the pain, the poor IRS? That's all it was.
And that's what it is with all these reporters, but even amongst the 10 or so stations, they didn't even trust that. That's how controlled this event was. They selected two reporters that they knew they could rely on to have questions, and the guy screening with the list... We caught him on tape talking to them about we're going to go to you with the question.
How long is this video you put together?
It's 10 minutes total. It's got some clips at the beginning.
All right, I'm going to skip this break coming up. It's a network break. That's our break. Station shouldn't be playing over this. Okay, so we're going to skip the network break to play this, and then I'm going to come back to Aaron to comment on it. But for radio listeners who will get part of it from the audio, fill them in briefly on the video so that they get an idea of what we're playing world premiere here for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Well, we have a few clips just for background of Geithner lying and fudgeting in front of Congress, refusing to tell them where the money went, just like Bernanke. But you see Jason Burmess and Rob Jacobson being told they're not allowed to express their freedom of speech and that their freedom of speech is somehow 100 yards down the road. The audio is a little bad because they had the press conference on the side of the major highway. But you have Geithner and you have the IRS Commissioner Shulman come out and make their phony statements about how they grieve for this dead IRS guy, which is a tragedy. But
well, what they're doing is they're proving more evidence of false flag. They're there sucking this up as victims.
Grandstand.
The feds bombed Oklahoma City. That's confirmed.
Oh, yeah. And they've done almost every event. It's, you know, if this is a real event, it's one of the first that we've seen pushed through the media. And, you know, it's another big government solution, an IRS guy and a looting Treasury secretary.
What was the stare down like?
Oh, the stare down. Yeah, as soon as I blurted out, what talk about the real number, the $23 trillion, the IRS commissioner stared at me like he wanted me dead. And I hope he's not the kind of guy to follow up on that.
Well, you're a true patriot in the spirit of 1776. Let's go to the video. Aaron, I didn't tell him to do this. I told him yesterday. I said, go home, do it later tomorrow. Aaron hasn't slept. Aaron is literally one of the best guys I've got. He's like a Clydesdale. He's just incredible stamina in the fight against the globalists because he doesn't like them. And that's the engine here is our wish for justice, our desire for honor to be restored. Let's go ahead and go to this video.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution for a group like the FOMC to hand out $500 billion to foreigners without any action by this Congress?
Congress approved it in the Federal Reserve Act.
Some of the world's top central bankers are gathering in Sydney for 2 days of secret talks on the fragile global economy. Delegates from banks in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. will attend the meeting amid tight security.
I take a look at Section 1204 of the legislation you've proposed and can only describe it as TARP on steroids. When we passed the TARP bill, we limited the administration to $700 billion. Section 1204, unlimited. I have an amendment to this section saying it's limited to $1 trillion, is the Treasury going to oppose that, or are they going to support it?
Congressman, it's important to make people understand.
I've asked you a simple question. I have very limited time.
But
would you support it or oppose it? And then let me move on to the next question.
I would not support proposals that would put this country in the position we were in 2007 and 8, where we did not have the ability to act to protect
the key thing then is that the executive branch have the power to commit not just $700 billion,
no,
but a trillion or more without having to have Congress be involved at the time of the crisis.
No, that is not a, that is not, it would not be a fair description of our strategy.
To the grassy area right here. That's as close as we can get. What outlets are you with?
I'm with the Space.
Okay.
KLBJ.
KLBJ, okay.
InfoWars.
What? Which
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com?
Yep.
I don't see you on my list.
Well, we didn't pre-register.
Yeah, you would have had to pre-register. Who are you guys with?
We were sent the advisory. It didn't say
anything. Yeah, yeah.
GCN, InfoWars.com.
Yeah, he's with me.
Yeah, you would have had to have registered before noon.
I mean, is it going to be a big issue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me check the advisory, because I talked to the press secretary.
What were your names again?
My name's Jason Vermes.
With InfoWars.
InfoWars.com?
Yeah, I don't have you on my list here. InfoWars.com. We're going to set up, for the ones that I have registered on this list, you can set up on the grassy area, but I'm going to have to verify your outlet.
And who are you with?
I'm with KLBJ 500.
Robert 2.
Okay. Who are you with? Yeah, we got you. Thanks. How are you? Good to see you. Yeah.
Are we going to be able to get in?
I don't have you on my list, guys.
We are American citizens, and we represent. We have
we didn't
the
know until, we didn't get sent here until afternoon.
This is a form of censorship.
We've been out here for 2 hours.
Well,
this is a form of censorship. We have the right
I don't
want to
fight with you. I just want to cover it.
Yeah, we have to cover it.
I'll have to leave you here for now and get back to you.
We have a bigger audience
than the state. Are we
going to
know
it
before the press conference?
We have a bigger audience.
Are you
going to say that? Your censorship is going to be broadcast.
All right, Rob. Just, come on.
I'll get back to you.
Everybody else is over there except for us.
Okay, come on. I have registered media.
So are you telling me we're not going to get it now?
I'll get back to you.
Well, are you going to tell me before the actual press conference starts? We'll start at 3:35.
We'll try to. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, so we're clear in the street. So I'm going to ask. Actually, since you guys are not on his list, all right, what we're going to do is put you over into a public viewing area where the general public is allowed to gather. Since you're
how
not
far is that going to be?
What? That's going to be over there where those cones are. Apparently, you are not on his list.
Because we didn't hear about it until after 12 o'clock.
Okay,
we waited out for 2 hours to get stonewalled.
Well,
I mean, come on. We have an audience of millions of people.
I understand.
We have
the
right to cover this event.
I know, man.
I know you do. And we're not telling you you don't have the right to cover the event.
By putting it over there, you're kind of angling it.
What we're doing is we are making a general public viewing area. Since this is an invited thing, these people were invited to attend the press conference or whatever it is we want to call it.
Isn't this a public official that's attending here?
He's a public official, but it's a private event.
We're members of the public.
It's a private event, though. Public will be allowed over there. That's all I can tell you guys. I apologize. I'm not trying to push you around. Okay. I'm not trying to convince you. But that's the way it's going to be for everyone's safety, okay?
Okay.
I'm irate.
They were media. They were media, not just the public.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I mean, here I am on two radio stations you can hear in Austin, 1330 and 590 AM. And I can't even send reporters And they were letting anybody in there, local blogs, you name it. It was InfoWars.com. Only our two reporters were kicked out. And here he's showing video of how the two key reporters were vetted and chosen. Bring Aaron in here. That was key. Aaron, watching that, because I haven't even seen this yet. This is the first time I'm seeing it. Am I correct in saying they selected the reporters that would be allowed to ask questions?
That's absolutely correct. They were totally selected. No one was really allowed to ask questions.
I know you just got an article up on InfoWars.com about this. Do you point that out?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is totally staged.
That shows.
What's the headline? Stage press conference?
Essentially.
Geithner and I came here's today to mourn the loss of one of our colleagues, honor our colleagues who survived through the plane crash.
What a weasel.
Men and women of the IRS serve their country every day with pride, raise the money
weasel
it takes to fund our schools and our military and our national defense. I'm incredibly proud of them. I want to thank the first responders who came to the scene from Austin. I want to thank all the people from across the country who gave their well wishes to the agency.
The people who came? The first responders were already there.
Started this senseless act. And the people of the IRS are incredibly strong. They're going to continue to serve their country and the nation's taxpayers.
Continue to serve the bankers.
With dignity and respect.
And God,
the real cost of the bailout is
Pause it. Rewind it 20 seconds. I interrupted the key point. Now Aaron shouts out a real question, and look at what the IRS commissioner does. Aaron, you got a lot of courage. Let's go ahead and play that now. Here it is.
All the people from across the country who gave their well wishes to the agency in regard to this senseless act. And the people of the IRS are incredibly strong. They're going to continue to serve their country and the nation's taxpayers with dignity and respect.
The real cost of the bailout is $23 million.
Hold on, just a second. I just want to say, too, join the commissioner saying,
do you hear him? The real cost is
$23 trillion.
Couldn't even get his question. Hold on. Good job.
Show them our respect and support.
No, answer the question.
You want one that can see.
You spent an hour with the men and women who worked in that building.
Back it up again. I messed up the best part. That's my little bit of directing in this video. The commissioner looks at Aaron with pure hatred, like daggers, and he cuts in a little short clip of They Live, where I got one that can see. And that's literally what happened here. Go ahead and play it.
The real cost of the bailout is $23 million.
Hold on, just a second. I just want to say, too, join the commissioner in saying how proud we are of the men and women of the IRS working to serve their country. We came to show them our respect and support.
I've got one that can see.
You spent an hour with the men and women who worked in that building, listening to them talk about their colleague who died, what a great leader, inspirational leader he was. We listened to the stories they told about evacuating this building in 3 minutes, all the lives they saved by working together to help their colleagues get out as quickly as possible. And we heard them talk about their great pride in working for the IRS and helping the country do what the country needs to do.
Look at that.
I was able to read to them a letter from the president, which the White House
was
putting out.
No, I gave you three questions
already. A letter of support. And
once you weren't allowed to ask questions, then people started realizing the bailout is a good question. They started asking it, and they kept ignoring it.
And then he just shut the press conference down.
Then the commissioner switched from staring just at me and started batting around. Who are all these people? How many are here? How many are infiltrators?
At this time of tragedy.
Sir, did you meet with the Hunter family?
We do. We both met with
the... We need to post this video, the live show on the Jones Channel, on YouTube and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Because this is one that has commentary. Go ahead. Click on a DVD where it has commentary. Here we go.
It's a little like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And just a terrible tragic thing for her and her family and friends.
Sir, the real cost of the bailout is $23 trillion.
You look at this building. We're looking at the scripted reporters out here. Not looking at anyone.
No, somebody else asked about $23 trillion.
Everyone has different emotions about this.
And look at all the goons, the Secret Service, there to intimidate the public so these bankers can rob everything. This is a criminal government. Those are criminals you're looking at.
This country every day.
Everybody's scared. Oh, no, he'll audit me. Yeah, and then I'll personally sue him.
And
for political intimidation, that happened under Nixon. Crooks should be brought to justice.
Respect for every American.
Yeah, yeah, you have dignity and respect for every American. You slime bag. You take widows' houses.
Investigation. so I'm not going to comment on anything.
Yeah, you're going to investigate the inside job.
What is 23 trillion?
Well, look, 23 trillion, 23 trillion. And everybody's asking, and they end it. They run off. We messed up their little fake press conference. Now again,
software to prepare the 2000.
Back it up a little. This is huge. This is huge news. I didn't know that this was all on here, Aaron.
It was totally scripted. They
picked two reporters. Headline: Geithner stages press conference in Austin.
They totally scripted.
That is big news. I mean, when Cheney was staging town halls, it was big news. I mean, this is how the news works. Staged.
It was staged beginning to end just for those sound bites so they could play them on the news, and that's all the event was. It was a total photo op.
It was scheduled for 20 minutes, though. What they went about five. That shows that they aborted. You know, Geithner just turns away and the other guy turns. And everybody looks surprised. Boom. We're getting 23 trillion questions. Boom. Congress, though, when they haul that criminal in, go, why don't you pay your taxes if they're supposedly so good? Where's the 23 trillion? And he says, I will not tell you. And he's under criminal investigation for where that money went.
But to them, when they see the public, it's just like looking at a piece of scum. I mean, they won't even address Congress.
I've got one that can see.
I mean, they just laugh in Congress's face. I've seen all the videos. I know you have, too. It doesn't matter what they ask.
Well, this is huge news. I hope everybody gets it from InfoWars.com. What's the headline on the article? Let's punch it up from InfoWars.com. Let's go to there for PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners. Let's punch it up on screen so I can give them the actual headline of Aaron Dykes' excellent article here that he... Again, hasn't slept in more than 24 hours bring in this. I don't know. What, you probably got up about 8 yesterday morning, so it's more than 24.
I just stayed up. I can't let Geithner run with the news. Like, yeah, I knew it was so controlled, it made me angry. And Burmese, who never gets mad when they harass people, he was angry, too. Everyone was angry about all the control.
Burmese was mad.
I just can't take it.
Burmese put the big boy pants on. Burmese did a great job. So did everybody. Controlled Geithner press conference shuts out InfoWars, censors real questions. I would change control to stage. Tell Paul yourself, I am the editor here. Excellent article, great video, but will you please add staged or rigged?
It was a stage press conference.
Well, let's call the InfoWars staged and on Prison Planet rigged. That way sometimes Google will censor, but if we have two different doppelganger headlines, it gets through their system. Oh, a little inside secret. Anyways, let's go ahead and get that out, ladies and gentlemen. You have done well.
All right, thank you.
Do what must be done, Lord Dykes. All right, man, that is awesome. We're going to expose that weasel. If the hair lips the admiral, ladies and gentlemen, to the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Look at Snake. We're out of here. Back that up to right at the point where they start going, 23 trillion, 23 trillion, where's the money? That's another question. Where's the cash? Why do we get to ask questions? Why is it staged? Oh, woo. Let's get out of here. It's like the villain at the end of a movie as their base is blowing up. They jump in their escape pod and say, we're out of here. I'll get you next time. It's like Megatron in the silly 1980s Transformers show every time. Let's flee, Starscream. Or that's actually a Starscream voice. Megatron, let's get out of here. Oh, no. You notice the voice of Starscream is the voice of Cobra Commander? So see, I can do both of them. Yeah, the same person does the voices for both. Megatron, we're being defeated. Cobra. Fourth hour straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Resistance is victory. We are the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.